It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Bienvenidos a Speaking Spanish for Beginners. Vamos!
Hola amiga, hola amigo. Welcome to a new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. Me llamo Marco, soy de Chile y soy el creador de este podcast. A podcast to help you learn Spanish and start your first conversations with your amigos latinos. And as I'm talking about your first conversations with your Latino friends, in this episode you will hear the homework of one of my students. Él se llama Maika, vive en Estados Unidos, and he started with the course Spanish for Beginners. The purpose of the course is to provide students with basic tools to start their first conversations en español. Do you want to know the result?
Yes!
Let's find out in this new episode. ¡Vamos! ¿Qué tal? Mucho gusto.
Bien, bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Maika.
Maika, no es un nombre español. ¿Cómo se escribe Maika?
Sí, M-I-C-A-H.
Mike, ok. En español decimos Mika. Maika, comprendo. Y Maika, ¿cuántos años tienes?
Tengo 39 años.
Ah, muy bien. ¿Y dónde vives?
Yo vivo en Abilene, Texas.
Texas. Ah, qué interesante, Texas. ¿Y a qué te dedicas, Maika?
Soy gerente de proyecto de IT.
IT, IT, comprendo. Gerente de informática. En español también decimos informática. ¿De qué?
Informática,
sí, sí. Y Maika, bueno, un gusto. Dime, ¿Cómo es un día normal para ti?
Sí, yo despierto a las 5:30 en la mañana. Después me levanto y lavo los dientes. Después como cereal y bebo café para el desayuno. Yo trabajo en línea en mi casa cada día.
Ah, muy bien, muy cómodo.
Después de trabajo en mi 1967 Impala. Entonces me baño y cocino la cena, veo la tele por 2 horas, después me acuesto, son las 10 o 11 por la noche.
Perfecto. Ah, ese es un carro clásico, ¿no? Un Impala, es un carro...
Sí, clásico.
Es un clásico. Sí. Es muy... ¿De qué color? ¿Negro?
Amarillo.
Amarillo. Bien, muy un carro clásico y bonito.
Sí, sí.
Y Maika, cuéntame, ¿tienes amigos?
Sí. ¿Sí? Sí.
Bien. ¿Cómo se llama tu mejor amigo?
Se llama Jorge.
Bien. ¿Y cómo es Jorge?
Jorge es trabajador y relajado.
¿Jorge es simpático o no?
Sí, sí. A veces.
Bien. Y Maika, bueno, Texas, tu ciudad, ¿cómo es tu ciudad?
Mi ciudad es grande.
Ah, interesante. ¿Y grande es turística o no turística?
Más industrial.
Industrial, perfecto. Es más industrial entonces. Y háblame de qué cosas hay en tu ciudad. ¿Qué cosas hay?
En mi ciudad hay un base militar y hay 3 universidades.
¿Y cuál es tu lugar favorito, Maika, en tu ciudad?
El Chili's.
¿El Chili's? Okay. ¿Es un restaurante? ¿Es un... ¿Qué
sí,
es?
Sí, restaurante.
Ah, ¿comida deliciosa o no?
También, sí, bien, bien.
Perfecto.
También lago, pescando.
Ah, hay un lago entonces, ya. Hay un lago en tu ciudad. Interesante. Suena un lugar muy bonito para visitar. Muy bien, Maika. Felicitaciones. It's a great practice to use all you have learned after you finish a course. So, felicitaciones, Maika. Congratulations. You did a very good job. Buen trabajo. The idea of the course Spanish for Beginners is to help students to have basic conversations with native speakers. And as you can see, there is no need to start with very complex structures at the beginning to have your first conversations. Keep it simple, keep it tasty. Even with basic vocabulary, you can start having conversations with your amigos Latinos. You don't need to make it hard on yourself when you begin. And how did the course help Maika to start having these conversations? Let's hear his thoughts on the course. Maika, what is your overall opinion of the course?
I think the course was great. I enjoyed the homework and just doing the homework and doing all the work that leads up to an actual native, a class with a native speaker where you can ask your questions, you can practice speaking the language. I think that those two things working together, I think it just makes this class an awesome class, and not even an awesome class, but an effective class for someone who wants to learn Spanish.
What is the aspect that helped you the most in this course?
The course was very easy to follow. The thing that helped me a lot was, like I said, just the clarity and just the way that you explained everything within each course. And then being able to take notes from that course or any questions that I had and be able to ask you that when we met, I think that helps out a lot. Because I think a lot of with Spanish is just people don't know the right questions to ask and how to ask them. So I think that helps out a lot.
Perfecto, perfecto. So you would recommend this course to somebody who's thinking of starting their first conversations and don't know where to start?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, I would definitely refer someone to this course if they were really serious about wanting to learn Spanish.
Bien, muchas gracias, Maika. Nos vemos. Y bueno, amiga o amigo, esto es todo por hoy. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and feel more motivated to learn Spanish. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on your favorite listening app. That way you're helping us to reach a wider audience, and that way I can create more content to help you with your Spanish. And if you want information on how to enroll in the course Spanish for Beginners, you can visit our website www.latinele.com. Or check out the episode description. You have the option to buy the course and study it by yourself at your own pace. Or also, during the year, I'll be offering the option to study the course with me on specific dates with private lessons. So you have two options, the course and the course plus private lessons at a different price, of course. Que tengas un buen día y nos vemos en la próxima ocasión. Chao, chao.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.